Joining us now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Braintree Mayor Charles Koukouras. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Just to give an update on our coronavirus numbers, we unfortunately have passed 1,000 cases. We have 1,014 total cases, and we have sustained 120 deaths. That number has not changed, fortunately. In addition, we started our school year remotely past Wednesday, and we are currently in a hybrid plan where we have two cohorts that go from grades pre-K to 8, and those two cohorts spend two half days either Monday and Tuesday or two half days Thursday and Friday. So we have successfully started that process. We're working through a number of issues, of course, but our goal is in October, early October, to bring the Braintree High School back online in a hybrid. They're currently doing full remote, and everything seems to be going very well with that. And as a segue, we have one of our most important elections coming up. Prior to the presidential election, we also have a special election, which is going to be this Saturday, September 26th, and folks will be casting their ballot for four questions. These questions are related to a debt exclusion, which would increase a homeowner's tax rate by the average homeowner would have an increase of voting in favor of these four school items of $170 per year for the first 5 years, and it declines to $150 after the next five, and then it continues to go down to $140 and then $130 in the last 10 years. And this particular measure is extremely important to the town of Braintree, to the schools in Braintree, to the students in Braintree, and specifically to me. I want to make these improvements and fix the issues we have with our schools. I have toured every school building from boiler room to roof and put this measure together. The council had approved it, and we have set the election date. Originally, it was March 28th, but because of coronavirus, we had to keep moving it to make sure that everyone had the ability to vote. So if this is approved, it will give us, we get $31 million in state funding through the Mass School Building Authority, which would help us pay for the $86 million new South Middle School. And with that, you know, the $55 million portion would be the portion of the town. And there's also three other questions. One, to do all the roofs on the elementary schools, which are 30-plus years old. Another is for feasibility for our Braintree High School, which is from 1972 and needs major renovations. And the last one is the security and the security assessment of all of our school buildings, other than the brand new East, because we've already installed cameras, et cetera, in that building. But this is a historic vote for the town of Braintree for our future. And, you know, we just got voted number 26 in the top 50 of Money Magazine as best places to live in the United States. So we're very proud of that. And this is another example of, you know, Braintree coming together as we have during the pandemic to make a difference for our town as a whole and their property values.
Well, it sounds like you've got quite a lot on your plate, and you were very good about filling us in about everything that's going on. We will be following, of course, what happens with that election on Saturday. As you said, I remember we were ready to cover this in March, and it did get postponed, so we will be checking back and see how everything went on Saturday. Again, Mayor Charles Koukouras of Braintree, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk with you again next Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue.